Adjusting cycle adaption focuses here 6 to 12 months into the assignment. The dramatic ups and downs start to diminish the expatriates. A family tends to reach to the recovery plateau in which their adjustments and their experiences has been talking about. This does not look like or feel like a euphoric high or the honeymoon period, nor it is exempt from some occasional backsliding. And that's the reason this particular adaption period is something which ranges from 6 to 12 months of the assignment which they have got exposed into, with a great start in the initial few days or the first month or 1 to 2 months of the start. Typically there is a dip, and that's the reason a lot of expectations from the period of the honeymooning period, and these are certain exemptions which are being considered from overall expat management point of view. Rather, this should be the most comfortable phase of the assignment, when the family as a whole should reap the rewards for navigating the cultural and emotional challenges of the previous phases, because here they are purely focusing on the development part, wherein the association is now maturing and they are trying to be more flexible and adaptable from a day-to-day expat management point of view. Let's now understand the rewards and performance management from an overall subject. This is the new element where we are focusing on the new reward and performance management system. There is a lot of disparity between the cost of living and the wages level of different parts in the world. Developing a fair system of remuneration for expats require a great deal of careful thinking. Therefore, there are also related issues like which currency should be used from the expatriates pay point of view, or should there be some formula or split between the base pay and the pay structure between the host country and home country currencies. These are important elements to be discussed from the rewards and performance management point of view. Should there be a hardship or danger premiums or allowances additionally being given as a part of the expat management processes? Should there be special policies in place for vacations, home leaves or holiday, or for international locations, and many more such elements have been discussed on this particular chapter of rewards and performance management. There are various approaches approaches to pay. A home-based, one of the approaches is the home-based approach. Here it typically aims to ensure that the value of the packages of the expatriate is the same as of the home country from a home-based location point of view. The home-based approach takes the package that the employee receives in the home country as the foundation for rewards on the international assignment, and this is one of the approach which typically is one of the common approaches being used. A number of items are then added to this foundation, and the elements which are added further is the cost of living adjustment in the host country, in the country where the employee will be working is considered higher, and adjustments which will reflect in the overall process point of view is one of the important element to be discussed upon, which reflects into this. Then the second point here focuses on the cost of housing. If the employees will be expected to find his or her own accommodation, when the amount to reflect the cost, will be added or not. And hence, the cost of living, the cost of housing is one of the important element to be considered as a part of our discussion. Adjustment as per the taxation from a local government and the international governance point of view. And at the end, allowances relevant to the assignment, wherein all these important elements of the foundation is being considered from a costing point of view, from a standard of living point of view, from a housing support point of view, from the taxation point of view, and any other allowances which stabilizes their overall expectations of the expat management. Approaches to home-based, approaches to pay home-based approach is one of the elements, because this approach of starting with a foundation, adding elements to the reward package is known to be built up or balance sheet approach. The reward package can be paid in the local currency or in the home-based currency. Careful thoughts, needs to be considered to be given in the use of the home-based pay, as it cause, as it can cause inequalities between the expatriate and the local employment and the employees. And that's the reason there's a clear-cut differentiation between the level in which they are getting their salaries. If the country in reward is large, if the country in reward is large, problem can still arise, because here there's a lot of disparity from the home-based approach. Approaches to pay, host-based element, host-based approach, here providing a reward package to the expatriates with in line to the employees doing similar work from, in the country share where the expatriate will be working. This approach is attractive because it ensures parity between the expatriates and local employees. It is usual, for the expatriate to receive allowances for things such as school fees, accommodation, and travel in addition to the host, base pay. And hence, this particular additional approach focuses a lot on the host-based approach, because here all these benefits the expat gets if they are working into the host location where they have been assigned to. However, the approach does not have a same incentive for employees to the to accept the overseas placement, and if the rate of pay is considerably low than the home country, could cause difficulties in meeting the ongoing home financial commitments. And hence, from an expat management point of view, it is very important that when the expat is expected to work in the new location, both the home location and the new location has the parity at par, because if there is a major difference, it will either create the disparity and the overall positive approach of the expat management will be impacted, because the expat will not be able to adjust to the new culture from a salary and from a compensation parity point of view. Approaches to pay other approaches under here, the concept of budget system, it is the approach when the cost incurred by the expatriate is in both the home and the host country are assessed. Basis on this, the combined cost are then expressed in the country of the host currency and grossed up to take the account of the overall taxation. However, this approach is very time consuming to use due to listing of all the cost and the changing, and the changing nature of cost, and hence it is not very oftenly used as a part of the budget system mechanism. from a lump sum approach, it is the approach that the employee moves to an expatriate role with no adjustments to the existing reward package, and a lump sum in return is being awarded as a part of the package. This is the most commonly used term, because here there's a one-time settlement, one-time lump sum amount, which is rewarded as a part of the expat approach. Approaches to pay, other approaches, the cafeteria system is one of the important element, because under this approach, this approach works in a similar way in which the flexible benefits such as cafeteria benefits are used in many, organizations, many in UK organizations are being discussed and being worked upon. A number of benefits are offered to the expatriates, for example, housing, school fees, and the employee chooses those important element where he or she wants to take up the housing benefits and the school fee benefits. It also agrees up to the agreed limit, and basis on that limit the expectations are being mapped upon. This approach does address that the fact that the employees have varied needs, but is costing and time consuming. And of course, from an administration point of view, this is very, very time consuming. At the same time, from a cafeteria system point of view, a lot of elements are being added to it, and it is not very, very, flexible, because a lot of challenges crops in, and that's the reason this is also one of a very, very time consuming and administrative, from an administration point of view, it's very, very lengthy process. A negotiation of personal agreements is the, it is the possible that the organization and employee agreed a personalized package negotiated between the employee and the head office management. Although this approach does not mean that the personal issues can be addressed, it can be problematic as, consistent from a consistency between the expat, might not be maintained. This approach is likely to be successful if the organization has very few expat on placement, and that's the reason when there's a very limited amount or small amount of expats available, it is advisable. But if the number of expats are huge, from a negotiation of personal agreement point of view, this is one of the criteria which definitely will be very, very time consuming and difficult. Let's understand the types of types of allowances for expat. Foreign services premium, this is one of the element which focuses, because this is a sum of money that is simply rewarded for being willing to move one's family to a new country. This sum is generally a percentage of one's base salary, usually ranging from 10% to 25%. For example, from a foreign service premium point of view, if my base is at $100 and if I have agreed to be a part of being an expat, joining and working in a new location, in addition to my $100, I get additional 10 to 15%, which ranges from $10 to $25, which is over and above $200 as a part of my agreement, which I have agreed to join from a foreign service premium point of view. Hardship allowances, the hardship allowance, although, is actually, hardship allowances, the hardship allowance is actually another foreign service premium added to the original one. It is based on not just having to go to overseas, but where an overseas hardship allowances are greatest when the expatriate is sent to places with proper living conditions, with poor living conditions, and as a vastly a difference culture, difference in a culture, difference in the health packages, the other facilities, the healthcare facilities, and hence from a hardship allowance point of view, they get an additional premium because here they are participating, into this particular journey of the expat, wherein the overall conditions are not that fruitful, and because of that, they are getting the additional hardship allowances to be able to cope up to the additional stress and the work culture which they are getting exposed to. Cost of living allowances, COLA, enables the expatriates to maintain their standard of living, and that's the reason these are one of the important elements which is given when the cost of living in the host country is greater than the one which is from the home country. Now, type of allowances for expat, one of the important elements which has been discussed as a part of our allowances for expat, housing allowances, the cost of housing, varies, in various part of the world is varied from location to location, person to person, country to country. Large apartments in Tokyo or Hong Kong, for instance, can go, upwards to $10,000 per month, and housing allowances compensate the expats for the higher, to be able to cope up for these higher costs and to be able to match the salary expectations. A lot of housing allowances are being rewarded as a part of the expat allowances policy. Unity allowances, some countries give expatriates a fixed sum of money above their base salary to pay utilities, utility bills. Other companies try to ascertain the difference in utility bills between the home and the host locations, host countries, and it gives them allowances based on the difference, the benefit which they get purely from the host country and the home country utility allowances point of view. Furniture, furnishing allowances, some companies offer some company offers to ship all the expatriates from an overall overseas furnishing point of view. A second approach is to pay for the lease or purchasing the furnishing overseas by the expat. The third party approach is to give the expatriate a fixed sum of money, typically ranging from $8,000 to $10,000, to buy the furnishing, to manage all the cost of living from a furnishing point of view, is one of the important element of furnishing allowances. Such type of allowances, type of allowances for expat is one of the education allowances. Mostly expats send their children to private schools or overseas. Company often pay the full cost of tuition fee, books, and the books and periodicals and the regular supplies from an education point of view. Home leave allowances is also one of the important element where company usually provides expats and their families a complete round trip business class airfare to visit the home country at least once a year. And this is of course one of the common practice. Typically many people, many Indians staying abroad are doing this, wherein once a year they visit their home country for 1 month, and then of course the entire cost of travel and accommodation is taken care by the home location. Relocation allowances, these allowances makes up for the mistakes made in any of the other allowances for unforeseen circumstances where the expatriate receives an 1 month salary as as a relocation allowance, because here while the employee is taking time to adjust to the new location, many a times till the time they don't get the fixed permanent accommodation, many a times they get relocation allowances ranging from 1 week to 1 month basis on the company policy, basis on the updation on time to time regular revisions. Medical allowances, where company usually pays for the medical expenses if hardship countries where medical facilities are inadequate. This includes emergency trips to the countries to receive medical care, because The medical allowances is one of the important component, and if the expat's home location doesn't have a proper medical facility basis on the country's development, many a times companies send their expats to the additional medical allowances to cope up the expenses, you know, from the overall relocation point of view. Types of you know, allowances for expat, one of the important element here is the car and driver allowances. Most companies offer expatriates you know, managers a car allowance. This enables the expat you know, to lease, buy or rent a car in the host country. In some cases, the expatriate is given enough funds or this is they have been given additional fund to be able to hire a chauffeur, because here many countries, you know, transportation cost shoots up if they do not have a proper infrastructure. And that's the reason one of the important common elements as a part of the expat allowances is the car and driver allowances, which gives the employee the flexibility. And and from the expat management point of view, they may not be familiar in the new, you know, new culture and the new location, and hence a car and driver allowance is one of the common allowances which typically contributes much to the overall type of allowances for expat. Club membership allowances is one of the important element, where you know, all the facilities of recreation like gym, table tennis, swimming pool, clubs, all these important elements are considered to be one of the, you know, important consideration of club membership allowances. Some countries also focuses a lot on taxation, because many companies reimburse the expats the taxes which they have paid in excess, which they would have had, you know, if they had remained in the home country. And that's the reason the benefit of working into a new location, a lot of taxes are then given, you know, are being given the benefit, wherein all the excess tax which was been deducted is again reimbursed or cross-charged to the expat. And that's the reason these benefits of taxes and club membership are one of the important allowances from the expat you know, a policy point of view. Taxation and the cost of living is again one of the important element to be considered. If an employee is working overseas, it is likely that he or she would require to pay taxes locally. There are two main approaches into these particular taxation and you know, addressing the issue in such a way. One is the tax regularization. When we talk about the tax equalization, tax equalization. For tax equalization, the employee pay is kept in line to the level of pay that should, you know, that would have been received at home location. So if the taxes are lower in the host country pay is reduced accordingly, and if the taxes are higher, the pay you know, is increased to reflect this. And basis on the tax equalization, whether it is higher side or on the lower side, basis on the host country's you know, taxation rules, this is how it is you know, adjusted from you know, from overall taxation point of view. A tax protection, the organization makes up the difference if the expats pay more tax abroad. But if the employee pays less, he or she, you know, he or she keeps the difference, and this particular difference amount is the tax protection amount, which is being considered as a part of the expat policy. This approach is used less commonly, you know, than a tax equalization, tax, you know, equization, you know, equalization approach. And hence, based on the requirement of tax equalization and the tax protection, companies decide their taxation policies based on the cost of living of the home location. Taxation and you know, cost of living is also one of the important parameter to be considered, because the cost of living varies from country to country. If the country is if the cost of living is higher, the appropriate multiplier is applied to bring the overall value of the reward package to a level in which the employee will be able to maintain the same standard of living he or she enjoyed in the home location, home, you know, home country, home-based country location. And that's the reason the taxation and the cost of living are two important elements to be considered from the expat's management point of view. Logically, if the cost of living is low in the host country, the reward package should be reduced. However, many organizations are reluctant to do this because a lot of challenges and a lot of unflexibility has been discussed upon, because typically the employee will not be happy if they are being awarded with a low cost packages. In addition to the cost of living, the rate of inflation needs to be considered. If the employee is moving to from a country where the inflation is relatively low, to one where it is very high, the standard of living will soon be decreased, because here, basis on the home location, the host location where they are working, where they are being placed upon, it is very important to understand that what are the level standard of living in into that particular country where they have been working upon, where they have been expected to be a part of the new culture, the new location. And hence, basis on the level of that standard, whether it's a high package or low package, would be decided as a part of your remuneration policy from a taxation and from a cost of living point of view. Taxation and cost of living in such situation, in such situation, it might be appropriate to carry out regular reviews of the salaries from the account, or to account the expected increase in the cost of living adjustment. And that's the reason per diem, basis on the local taxation computation and the policies, regular changes have been considered from an overall standard, standardized approach point of view, to be able to meet the expectations of the expat to ensure that the standard of living, cost of living is always considered to be as one of the important parameters for these approaches. The fluctuation exchange rate between the currencies should also be considered, because many a times with developed countries, the taxation component, the taxations brackets are slightly on the higher side, and with developing countries it may only be lower side. Hence, it is very important to understand the fluctuation of the exchange rate between these countries. One of the approach to dealing is then to pay a part of the salary in the home-based currency and part in the host host-based currency, because here, basis on the pay parity, they can choose what is best working for them. And hence, a proper balance between the host location and the home location, basis on the currency differences, they can decide upon, and whatever best is suitable from an international HRM point of view, the best pay packages, the best compensation packages need to be considered. Let's concentrate on the new approach to expat compensation. Adopting to new reward approaches implies that each aspect of reward, namely base pay, contingent pay, employee benefits, and non-financial rewards, which include intrinsic rewards from the work itself, linked to linked together and treated as an integrated and a cohort as a whole, because here all these important components of the expat compensation is being considered from overall hardship, contingency, employee benefits, financial benefits, non-financial benefits, intrinsic and extrinsic benefits. All these points need to be considered and treated well from a complete integrated, from a coherent a point of view as a whole function. Total reward can be considered as including financial rewards, including financial rewards and non-financial rewards, is a reference to made to the traditional organization control approach from a compensation point of view. Times have changed. Today, expats are the rising stars or the top executive. Hence, a lot of expectation mismatch is one of the important element from a salary and from a compensation total reward mechanism is to be considered upon. Is the balance sheet approach still valid in 21st century is something we need to focus upon, and hence every organization today is trying their level best to take care of the various approaches from a expat compensation point of view. A new approaches to the expat compensation is one of the important element to discuss upon, because when when you have a multiple assignees from different locations all working together, and of course working with the local hires, should be approached, you know, should be approached here. The approach should be focused on a local pay rather than the balance sheet approach, and this is one of the important approaches to be considered. Several companies are moving to local plus packages wherein the expat got paid whatever his contemporary were getting paid at home and added to where the allowances that were relevant to him or her. And hence all these approaches need to be considered from the expat compensation point of view, because the local plus package is one of the one of the important components wherein the expats are expected to meet their standard of living from a regular day-to-day work point of view.